Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hello, everybody. Hey, good morning. 6:06 on the Joe and Alex Show. It is Thursday, August 30th of the year 2018. Hopefully you're still writing that correctly. You know, it sucks in the beginning of the year when you write the wrong year on there. I've finally gotten it right. I'm not doing 2017 anymore.
You finally gotten it right, like 10 bajillion months later?
It takes you about 8 or 9 months to figure it out, but I'm doing good.
I don't think so.
I'm doing
maybe
really...
8 or 9 days.
No, you know, hey, Alex, some people learn quicker than others. I'm proud of you for catching on quicker than I did. Today, going to be partly cloudy, high of around 80. Friday, pretty much the same thing. Partly cloudy skies, high of around 85. I'm cool with that temperature as long as it's not hot as balls outside. I will take that. So, how's everybody doing this morning? We got Alex, Liv the Web Girl. How was your days yesterday?
Mine was good. I tried watching that show Insatiable on Netflix. A few people have talked about it. It's not like everyone's talking about it, but I was like, I'll give it a chance, and I hated it.
What's it about?
It's about a girl that used to be, she's in high school, and she was fat for like years and years and years of her life, and then she loses all this weight because she gets hurt, and she's like basically on a feeding tube, so she loses all this weight.
Like her jaw gets broken or
something. Yeah, so you think that it's going to be painting this girl as a hero. She's going to be likable. It's like, oh, you're so excited for her because she's finally skinny and, you know, everyone likes her and is nice to her now. No one bullies her or whatever. But actually, she ends up being a villain and she's a horrible, awful person. And you don't like, she's supposed to be the main character and you got to like the main character and you don't like her. So it just, the whole thing, it's like not supposed to be a dark show, but to me it felt icky and dark and I hated it. And I was like, I'm not watching this anymore. So I turned it off.
Wow.
I should have known because Alyssa Milano's in it. I freaking hate that girl. But anyway, so I would not recommend that show.
All right. Sounds like an interesting day. What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I officially found out that my car is totaled.
Oh, no.
And my wreck I had on Saturday. So now I have to be like an adult and stuff and like get a new car.
Well, you've been liking your rental minivan, right? Are you thinking about buying a minivan?
I honestly love my rental minivan.
Yeah, that's so
fun to drive around. But I don't think so. I think they're pretty expensive. So
yeah.
I'm going to be on the car hunt all next week.
Ooh.
We also get new cars. I mean, mine's new to me, but...
Well, you know the rule when you're going to different car dealerships and you're trying out cars, right?
Wear something short?
Take a deuce in the front seat. No. no, you have to change all the radios in all the cars that you test drive to 100.9.
The rental van is already, every single preset's 100.9.
Flawless. I knew there was a reason we hired her.
Yeah, for sure. You need to talk to him. I think that van needs to be yours. My day yesterday was pretty cool. Got a bunch of crap down around the house. I honestly had a movie scene happen yesterday where I took a nap. I just had to get flowers and a card for my wife. That's all I had left to do. And my wife texted me like, hey, I'm on my way. I'm like, home. I'm like, crap! Because I know it takes her about 20, 25 minutes. I'm like, where am I going to go? I got to get flowers and a card. So I drove to Meijer as quick as I could down Keystone. Came back. I saw her, like, we've turned down the road at the same time in opposite directions, and I saw her pull in front of the house. I'm like, damn it! Because I have the flowers, like, still wrapped up in the package from Meijer, and I have the card I haven't even filled out yet or signed. But somehow, actually, I'm sorry, I filled out the card in the parking lot, but I still have to, like, put my name on it.
Yeah, her name
on it. So she, thank God she did this. My job is to take out the garbage and bring it back. I didn't bring it back yesterday. So I just noticed her as I pull in the back. She starts bringing the cans, and I'm like, thank you, because it gave me like 40 seconds. She did one garbage can at a time. So I go in there. I end up cutting my finger right here, if you can see, like on a thorn.
2 days
from
in
the
a
rose.
Row?
A different way, though, but I cut this on a thing because I rip off the plastic off the roses. I shove it in there. I'm like, oh, crap, a little powder. So I to keep it alive.
Well, you didn't probably cut your stems either.
No, I did. I did.
You did?
Wow. I cut them too short. But she didn't seem to notice.
Oh,
so I do it. I do like, I shake the vase around because she's supposed to mix the powder up. Right when she steps up the back porch, I'm like, happy anniversary.
Oh, man, that is like
perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing. That is like a movie.
And as a total turd, she's like, oh, I feel so bad. Like, I haven't filled out your card yet. I'm like, It's okay, babe.
Well, you look like the hero, so
I did.
You know, bask in that.
And then I want to give a shout out. Unfortunately, I don't even think she's listening yet, but they were awesome. Had a great anniversary dinner last night. Thanks to our hostess, Jordan. She was really cool. And also want to thank.
Where?
I went to Rick's Boatyard Cafe, or Rick's Cafe Boatyard. It was freaking amazing. And I had an amazing dinner. I had this incredible shrimp. I had steak.
I'm looking up the menu right now because I've never been there.
I think you're going to love it. Lindsay had this crab ravioli, which freaking was incredible.
I love seafood ravioli.
Oh, my God. Also, our server, Maggie, she was great. It just was incredible. I paid for my meal, by the way. It's not like I got it for free, but... if you've never been there, I don't know how I've been here 2 years and I haven't been. I don't go anywhere. I'm such a loser. But this place was awesome. You can see
it's like
it.
A seafood place, which I would love.
I think you would love it. And it actually is reasonable. Like, they didn't have the price on their drinks and their cocktails. I'm like, oh, I bet they're expensive, at least to my cheap ass. But
it says they have oysters.
Yes, they do.
Love oysters. Do they have mussels? Mussels
Yep,
are my
they have
favorite.
Mussels. They got pretty much everything. They had some catfish I wanted to get, but I was like, I don't know.
Okay,
that.
I am a seafood person. That is the only seafood that grosses me the heck out. I will not eat it.
Me out
I'm
too.
Actually scared of them.
Well, it's because they got the little whisker thingies. No,
everything
weird.
About a catfish,
so
like,
gross.
They scare me. I don't like looking at pictures of them or anything. I'm real creeped out.
We should
out.
All go there, because like I was saying, like, the drink thing was $7.50 for, like, a cocktail, like, their house cocktail. I'm like, wow, I thought it'd be, like, $15. So I really enjoyed it, and if you got anything you could recommend to us, even if it's not for an anniversary, we're trying to learn new places all the time. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. As a matter of fact, you can follow us on Instagram, too.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West finally answered Jimmy Kimmel's question about why he thinks President Trump cares about black people. In an interview, Kanye said, "I feel that he cares about the way black people feel about him, and he would like for black people to like him like they did when he was cool in rap songs and all this." The rapper said he wants to be the greatest president, and he knows that he can't be the greatest president without the acceptance of the black community. Basically saying so, obviously... because we all know Trump has a huge ego, he's going to do anything and everything he can to make sure everyone accepts him. So there's that. Kanye also talked about his comments suggesting that slavery sounds like a choice.
I don't know if I properly apologize for how that slave comment made people feel. So I want to take this moment right now to say that I'm sorry for hurrying. I'm sorry for the 1-2 effect of the MAGA hat into the slave comment. And I'm sorry for people who felt let down by that moment.
A hacker who exposed nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence and other celebrities got sentenced to 8 months in federal prison. The man illegally hacked the private Apple iCloud accounts of Lawrence, which led to nude photos and private info to leak all over the internet. In addition to prison, the judge also served him with 3 years of supervised release once he's out. The man pled guilty in April and admitted that he's posed as a member of Apple's online security to access usernames and passwords. He's only one of 4 people charged in the hacking scandal, which began in 2014, which released photos of J-Law, Kate Upton, Ariana Grande, Kirsten Dunst, and more. The other hackers have been sentenced with terms ranging from 9 to 18 months in prison. And it also looks like Ariana Grande is going to be added to the list of artists to perform at Aretha Franklin's funeral in Detroit tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Other performers include Faith Hill, Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, Pastor Shirley Caesar, and the Clark Sisters. The funeral will take place Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time at Greater Grace Temple. Franklin, of course, passed away on August 16th at the age of 76 after battling pancreatic cancer.
It'd be awesome to be at that funeral as far as the memories and the music.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And K-pop superstars, BTS, have a new song that is getting a big boost thanks to a dance craze that's been dubbed the Idol Challenge. Can't call me artist. Can't call me idol. I gotta be honest, I don't get this.
Who's our coworker? Is it Amber?
Yeah.
She loves BTS.
So the video for this song Idol dropped on August 24th. It has already racked up more than 100 million views.
Wow.
In the days since this video's release, BTS fans have started filming themselves trying out the video choreography.
I feel like Liv the Web Girl would be able to do this BTS, what's it called again, the dance?
It's the Idol Challenge.
I feel like you could do the Idol Challenge.
I probably could, but I watched the video and I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't see any consistent dance move that would be considered like a challenge.
Yeah, I watched
I'm
it too.
Confused.
I didn't get it either. And I also don't get, like, I don't know. I'm somebody that, like, I need lyrics to be in English so that I can feel like I can sing along. I can't. The thing about K-pop is I like one of their songs, but I can't sing along. And that makes it unfun for me. But anyway, I know they're super popular. That is the garbage.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and these are just a few. There was like 20, 25 of them. Common phrases that you are saying wrong. Let's start out with one that we just talked about a second ago. Do you say nip it in the butt or nip it in the bud?
It's 100% bud.
Why do you say that?
Because I just know the phrase. That's what it is.
Live the Web Girl, you say nip it in the butt?
Yeah, because you're more likely to nip someone's butt than like a bud. I don't even know what a bud is.
I don't either, but that's what the phrase is.
Well, let's see here. Nipping something in the bud is what it is, means that you're putting an end to it before it has a chance to grow or start. Nipping something in the butt means you're biting it, you know, from behind.
Right.
So. Or just like a little pinch.
I think it's actually like a gardening thing, like, you know, like for flowers or for like a thing, like nip it in the butt.
Oh, a flower bud.
I think I remember that from like a famous catchphrase from one of the guys from the Andy Griffith Show. My dad used to watch that when I was a kid, like the old show.
The whistling.
Yeah, like doo 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 doo. But I always thought it was nip it in the butt, just like Liv did. But it's nip it in the bud. You learn something new every day. Which one is easiest, right? I could care less versus I couldn't care less.
Couldn't.
You think it's couldn't?
Yeah.
Live the Web Girl. I could care less. I couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less.
Saying you could care less about a topic implies that you don't care about it at least a little, which usually means that if you don't care about the topic at all, hence I couldn't care less. So, yeah, you were right about that one, Alex.
Yes. I'm going to be right about all these.
These things really... Okay, now what about this one? Because see, these really confuse me. I struggle with them. For all intensive purposes versus for all intents and purpose.
Say that one again.
Yeah, I want Liv to respond to this first. For all intensive purposes, or is it for all intents and purposes?
I think intents and.
Thank you, Liv, for responding first.
Oh, sorry, sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's the other one, not what she said.
What, for
intensive
all- Oh, for all intensive purposes?
Yeah, I don't know.
You might feel strongly and intense about your purpose, but that doesn't make the phrase correct. Another common incorrect use of the phrase is switching the words for and with. The correct phrase means that you are covering all possibilities and circumstances. So, yes, Alex is right again on that one.
This is annoying.
What about this one? Extract revenge, Liv, or is it exact revenge?
I've never even heard of that phrase.
Oh, I have.
I think exact. No.
I think extract.
Which one do you think, Alex?
I really don't ever hear anyone use this phrase, so.
Extract revenge or exact revenge?
I've never even heard of it. That just sounds like two words.
It's like when you're getting revenge on somebody. Like, oh, I'm going
to. This one I really don't know.
I'm going to say extract because if you're getting it, you're extracting it.
Is that extract or exact,
Alex? That's taking it out. I'm going to say exact.
Okay. Well, when you're extracting something, you're taking it out of something, like Liv just mentioned. When you exact onto something, you're dishing it out. So, Alex?
I'm right again?
You're right again.
Ah! Baby, I was in honors English all throughout high school. Wrote for our student newspaper.
All right, last two.
I'm pretty good at this stuff.
Last two right here. And if you got a thing that you had a phrase issue with, let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show.
Liv has a phrase issue with the last straw. She thought it was the last draw.
No, what? That wasn't even on my list. Really?
Yes.
Explain.
Like, at the last draw. Like, the draw between two knights and their swords. Like,
no.
Something crazy's going to happen at the last draw.
Somebody's been going to medieval times too much around here.
Live the peasant girl.
Live the peasant girl will grace us with her presence. Is it old-timer's disease or Alzheimer's disease?
Alzheimer's.
Yes, you are correct
old
right there.
Old-timer's.
No, I think when I was a kid, I thought it was old-timer's disease because it happened to older people usually.
We probably thought that until last week.
Maybe.
We really ended on a sad note here.
No. This is a good one. This is a chance for you to redeem yourself, Liv. Is it ask or is it axe?
Oh, I hate when people say this.
Ask? What do you mean?
ASK versus AKS. Is it
AXE? No, AXE.
Well, that's how you do it. The way it's spelled here is AKS. So is it axe or is it ask?
It's ask.
Did you say the butt word?
No, okay. I said ask.
It depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about what you throw when you're trying to kill someone, that's an axe.
No, he's talking about ask me a question.
Oh, that's ask. ASK.
That is just infuriating to me when people say axe. That's not the word.
I think it's like ask axe, like tomato, tomato. You know what I mean?
It isn't. That's what people think. It's not.
All right, well, now I know how to tick you off. Like, Alex, can I ask you a question?
It's not proper grammar.
Oh, calm down. Those are some common phrases you're probably saying wrong. Time for Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now 100.9. The Colts are in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Bengals. It's their last preseason game of the year. The Colts will open up the regular season at home again versus the Bengals on Sunday, September 9th. Look for Liv the Web Girl to be there and going cray-cray cheering. Who are you cheering on, the Colts or the Bengals?
Joel Daddy said that I can't sit with him if I try to cheer for the Bengals.
So I don't blame him.
I guess the Colts.
Liv is from Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area. That's why she'd be cheering for them and not the Colts.
Do they have hotter players, Alex? The Bengals and the Colts?
I honestly don't know any Bengals players.
No.
I guess we'll find out whoever wins that game right there. So that's going on tonight. You can check that out on local TV here. Winter is coming, and sorry, Alex, you're not going to like it. The Farmer's Almanac bases for winter 2018 to 19 predicts above normal precipitation for the Midwest and also Great Lakes states in central and northern New England. The majority of the snowfall is expected in January and February. Indiana is firmly in the, quote, bitter, cold, snowy zone.
I hate it.
You can expect wintry weather through the official start of spring. So, yay!
Well, like every other freaking year. Yeah. All I do is wait for some good news. I never get it.
One day you will. How about this? How about $11,000? Would you like some money?
Yeah.
KFC wants to give you 11 grand. They want to actually pair of expecting parents. They're going to give you $11,000 towards your child's education fund, and all you got to do is name your baby Harland.
I'm going to pass.
For 11 grand, you're going to pass?
I would 1,000% do that.
For sure. In honor of what would have been KFC's founder, Harlan Sanders' 128th birthday, the chain announced the plan to donate $11,000 for the first family who names their newborn child Harland after the Colonel.
I'd rather name my baby the Colonel because that's way cooler.
Parents must visit KFC's website between September 9th and October 9th to submit the name, date, and time of their child's birth. The winner will be notified around October 15th and awarded 11 grand, and as well as a $3,850 to offset the taxes, which is nice because it sucks when you got to pay taxes. So I don't know, if I had a kid right now and I popped it out, that little boy or girl would be named Colonel instantly. Because you know what? You can change the name.
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine naming your kid that, but then you don't win.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. It doesn't have a stipulation like, hey, only one winner. So,
right.
Yeah, that would suck. You're like, oh, crap. And this, I think, is the best birthday present ever. I'm going to put the video up online at RadioNowIndy.com. But a couple in Georgia surprised their 10-year-old foster kid for her birthday last week by telling her their adoption went through. They also adopted her 3-year-old brother and 2-year-old sister. Now, you got to listen up closely. I'm going to turn up the audio, but because they start crying. It's a really emotional video.
Careful opening it up.
She's opening up this box, like this package.
I'm going
to read it. I'm going to be adopted.
We'll always be your parents.
I love you so much. I love you. I get to take care of you and protect you and Kylie's too. I love you so much.
It just, the girl is sobbing. You got to check out the video online at RadioNowIndy.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now 100.9. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And after you hear what's going on with Alex and the Egyptian, they're having a little problem, a little disagreement, an argument. Call in and let us know whose side you're on. Who's right? Who do you think's wrong? 317-239-1009. So, Alex, what's going on?
I had something pretty big happen in my life. I actually am going to be on the cover of a magazine, and I'm really excited about it. It's called Expressions. I've never been on a magazine cover before, so I have a really in-depth interview. I talk about my relationship with the Egyptian. I talk about my career. I talk a little politics. It's all kinds of stuff. I have the link in my bio on my Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z, so you can buy it if you want to pre-order so that you can read it. But I've been really proud of it, and I've been sharing it on social media and everything because it's a big accomplishment for me. And I was really upset and my feelings were really hurt that my boyfriend, the Egyptian, we've been dating since March, has not shared once on social media that I got this cover. He didn't post the cover on his Instagram story or anything, being like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of my girlfriend. Make sure you go pre-order this magazine. Super proud of her. She even talks about us in it. Like, he didn't do that once.
Did he give you a reason why he didn't do it if you're arguing about it?
So I brought this up and I said, you know, it kind of hurts my feelings that you haven't posted about this. This is kind of a huge career accomplishment and personal accomplishment for me. And I'm really proud of this. And he was just like, why do I need to post about it on social media? I told you that I was proud of you, like personally. And I was like, yeah, well, I know you did. But the point is that this magazine isn't going to be successful if only you read it. Like, you have to, like, this is one of those things that, you know, he does do a good job of telling me personally that he's proud of me. But when it's something as big as a magazine cover, doesn't it make sense that you would post about your significant other being on it? And his response is, well, I don't really post stuff on social media. However, the other day he put on his story a photo montage of him and one of his best friends for her birthday.
Now,
so I was really confused on, so you can post about her birthday, but you can't, and it's not about it being a friend that's a girl, so don't bring that into it. It's anything, because he's had guys that have celebrated birthday that are friends of his that he's posted on his story too. I was like, I'm not asking you to make it a huge thing, but like, you can't even post up for 24 hours on your story, like, oh my gosh, my girlfriend's in a magazine, look how cool this is. I don't understand that. And so he says, you're making this all about social media, all you care about is if I post about you on social media. I was like, no. It's about being supportive of me. That's what it is.
317-239-1009. Whose side are you on? Do you agree with Alex saying, like, I need my boyfriend, the Egyptian, to be way more supportive? He should at least share this on his Instagram story or tweet it out or something. I follow your boyfriend, the Egyptian, on Instagram, and he does post stuff, but I've never seen him post anything for anyone promotionally. Like, I've never seen a link or a swipe up thing or just anything in general saying, hey, check this out or do this.
He doesn't. But see, I'm his girlfriend, so shouldn't I be that exception? He's like, that's what he said. He said, I don't post about my friends' accomplishments. I don't post about their career accomplishments. Why would I post about yours? I'm like, because I'm your girlfriend.
I think it's different because we're in radio and we're used to plugging things and kind of like promoting things.
Constantly. That's all we do.
And content. Right. And so I think for someone who's not in radio, they're just not used to it and might not feel comfortable with it.
Erica, okay. Whose side are you on?
I'm going to say that it's not that big of a deal about the promotional, about him posting her or...
Uh-oh. Alex is shaking her head right now, disagreeing with you.
It's a magazine. Yeah. I'm not asking to be a Woman Crush Wednesday.
I mean, I understand that, but at the same time, it's social media. It's going to get out regardless of who posted or not. It's not that big of a deal. Not to me, anyway.
I just think it's weird if he can post happy birthday. Why couldn't he just post, I'm really proud of Alex?
Yeah, I mean, I can see what you're saying there.
And the worst part is, after I told him that this hurt my feelings, then he didn't go and correct it and then post it and say, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize
I
hurt
your
feelings.
You didn't guilt him into it?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, after you, whether you agree where your significant other is coming from or not, if they tell you that something hurts their feelings, aren't you just supposed to accept and be like, you know what, I didn't mean to, let me do whatever I can to make it better?
No, you should understand and accept their feelings, but I don't think you should be guilted into doing something you don't want to do. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Hillary.
Hillary, what do you think? Are you on Alex's side or are you on her evil boyfriend's side, the Egyptian?
Honestly, I mean, I think, I'm sorry, Alex, I think you're making a little bit of a big deal out of it. That to say, I think it would be a non-issue if he just did it. Like, I don't understand why he's being stubborn.
That's what I think is weird.
Post it.
Do you have access to his phone?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. That's
you wouldn't hop on there and just go log into his account and do that?
That's crazy. The thing is that this is the second time I've had like a big career accomplishment that he hasn't like said, post it, I'm super proud of her.
What was the
like
other
that.
Thing he didn't do? Not to bring up bad things.
Well,
but...
you and I both were nominated for Indianapolis Radio Personality of the Year or whatever, like local best radio personality, and he didn't post about that.
No, yeah, I noticed that. But do you think it's just uncomfortable for him? I'm trying to see.
Why would it be? That's what I'm saying. So,
I don't know.
And you know, he said, I posted about her birthday because when it was my birthday, she posted something for me. So it's like I owe it to her to post about her because she posted about me. I was like, do you not realize that I constantly post about you and how I really love you and I'm super happy with you and whatever, like. So you don't think that can be, you know what I mean?
I guess I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm seeing both sides. Let me take at least one more call, Alex, see if I can find anybody that agrees with you. Jill, you're on the South side, and you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you on Alex's side saying, my boyfriend, I told him how much it's meant to me. He should have posted something about it, or no? Do you think Alex is kind of being a baby?
Alex, totally, and here's the reason why. He's her boyfriend. she's his girlfriend. Absolutely, he should post it about it because he's her boyfriend. She's his girlfriend. Has nothing to do with your friends. Has nothing to do with the whole radio thing. That's his girlfriend. Absolutely, he should.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. I don't know, Alex. It's tough to tell. Like, I don't think you're being a baby.
Baby. Okay. I mean, if anyone else, whether I'm in radio or not, if you had a magazine cover and your boyfriend was dead silent about it, I feel like it would hurt your feelings too.
All right, last call on this one. We got Amber. She's in downtown Indy.
I'm on the Egyptian side. I think that, you know, he wants to keep their relationship personal, and rather than be a promoter of her career, you know, he's a promoter of her as his girlfriend, like that he loves her. And so I think it's more important that he takes care of that part of your relationship than takes care of the promoting it from a business perspective.
Yeah, and the whole thing, like the fact that a lot of my interview is talking about him and our relationship and how, you know, happy I am and how much I love him, which is true.
What about me? But like, why aren't Liv and I like the main topic of this interview?
I mean, yeah, I talk about the show and everything, but like, I mean, the fact that I plug him a lot in it in our relationship and talk about that, like, why wouldn't he want to tell people?
All right, you can let us know on social media, too. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show.
Kaylee says, I agree with you, Alex. I would be really confused why he wouldn't want to post it, especially after you ask. Duh, boy, bye. Wham, wham, wham.
Baby. That's just my thought on it, though. Let us know on social media, as I mentioned, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Listen, I took forever to find a woman that would actually like me and date me. So I know about going to extremes to try to impress a woman, and getting a first kiss, at least for me, is hard as hell. But I don't think anyone that you know has ever done something this extreme to get a kiss on the first date.
A frog?
No, nothing to do with a frog. No ribbit. The 45-year-old dude, who's an anesthesiologist, was surfing with his 56-year-old date. So they're a little bit older. When he collapsed on the beach.
Whoa.
She rushed over to her date but couldn't find a pulse. When she turned him over, she started CPR. Like, this guy just collapsed. 7 minutes later, an ambulance finally arrived. They used a defibrillator on this guy to get his heart going again. So he had no heartbeat.
Whoa.
They found out he suffered a heart attack and had a number of blockages in his coronary artery. So this guy, walking out after surfing, drops dead. Right there.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, no kidding. The day after the first date, the guy underwent bypass surgery, and he's doing well. Thank God for that. The guy said, though, man, I am so embarrassed about this entire situation. Who wants to date someone who just had a heart attack?
Yeah, this is a horrible thing to say. Horrible.
Okay.
But like, if you're on a first date and you're already older and the dude has a heart attack on the first date, don't you think you better go somewhere else? Because that guy's probably not got very much time left. You want to invest in that? I don't know.
Well, my question is this. Is he loaded?
Well, that I don't care about that.
Oh, I do. If she was loaded and had a grabber on her first day, I'm like, let's get married. Put me in that will. The guy, like you said, was embarrassed. The doctor said she got a call from her date, the guy that had the heart attack, and he apologized. She said, I was just so relieved because I was upset that I just met this amazing person, and now he could be gone. The guy that had the heart attack asked for a second date, and she said yes. And the crazy thing is, this entire thing was accidentally captured on camera by a guy who was filming one of those time-lapse videos on the beach of seagulls coming in and out. So you see it, and it's like perfectly framed.
That guy's lucky that he was on a date with the doctor, I'll tell you what.
Oh, no kidding. A date with me? Sorry, you're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll try to give you compressions, but it's probably just going to break some ribs. You can see the video at RadioNowIndy.com, but, I mean, wouldn't you say that's pretty a desperate attempt to get a first date kiss?
He did not plan that.
Wait, so you
can't make yourself have a heart attack.
Does that count, yes or no, for the first kiss? I say it counts.
No.
Even if you were dead at the time.
He's not conscious, no.
Okay, then what happened with Sleeping Beauty? Is that not real either?
That's we can talk about that. I can go on about that.
Oh, gosh. Liz, like, she was taken advantage of. What did they slip her?
I mean, she was literally asleep.
What did they slip her?
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Shawn Mendes a couple days ago said that he wasn't currently dating anyone, and even if he was still in his hometown, he doesn't even know that he would be there either. He said, it hasn't stumbled across me, and I'm not chasing it. Of course, seeing all those other artists and people in relationships, you think, maybe it would be nice. Who would be great for me? And that's when you realize, this is wrong. Let it be. I'm not supposed to be with anyone right now. Well, now he's clarifying those comments.
It's funny how they worded that. Like, oh. I just had to be single. I didn't mean it like, oh, I have to be single. I just meant like, I meant like, love isn't something I think you should chase, because then it isn't real. So you have to just kind of let it happen.
LeBron James recently admitted that due to his upbringing, he initially viewed whites suspiciously and did not want to be around white people until he learned to give them a chance. During a recent interview, he said that when he first began attending an exclusive, mostly white private high school in Ohio, he was not very keen on having to talk to white people.
I went to an all-white Catholic high school. Like, when I first went to the ninth grade in the high school, I was on some, like, I'm not f***ing with white people. Like, because I was so institutionalized growing up in the hood, it's like, they don't want us to succeed. So I'm like, I'm going to this school to play ball, and that's it. I don't want nothing to do with white people. I don't believe that they want anything to do with my, I don't want no, it's me and my boys, we going to high school together, and we here to hoop.
Kill the white man.
Whoa, that's a little extreme, but okay.
Real Housewives of New York star Luann de Lesseps is no longer facing hard time. A judge approved a plea deal in her drunken arrest case. Since Luann dodged the felony charge, she is going to stay out of jail. She agreed to plead guilty to battery, trespassing, and disorderly intoxication for the Palm Beach County arrest. As part of the plea deal, Luann has to knock out 50 hours of community service and attend 2 AA meetings a week in her home state of New York. She also can't use drugs or alcohol and must submit to random drug testing, 1 year probation. Luann was arrested on Christmas Eve for attacking a cop during her bust. She also had to write an apology letter to the cop that she hit.
I'm sorry for hitting you.
I will not hit. Ed Sheeran says that he and Bruno Mars are friends and they hang out a lot, but he was very jealous when he saw Bruno's video for Finesse.
I was in the studio the other day with Bruno Mars, and we know each other very well. We hang out. When that Finesse video came out, I rarely get really jealous, but you kind of like watch it and you're like, that's so cool. Like, I could never do that. You know, I couldn't imagine. Replace me in the video. Is it as cool?
And it looks like Damon Harriman has been cast to play Charles Manson in Quentin Tarantino's new movie about the cult leader. Harriman is best known for starring in the FX series Justified and bears a striking resemblance to Manson. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood already has an impressive cast, including Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, Dakota Fanning, Burt Reynolds, Al Pacino, Kurt Russell, Tim Roth, James Marsden, and Luke Perry.
I thought you were going to say, like, Marco Rubio. I'm like, what? All right, that is The Garbage on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. Ask Alex is really easy to get on. Email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Twitter and Instagram, follow us at Joe and Alex Show and send us a direct message. This morning, we're talking to Francesca. What's going on with your life? What's going on in your world for you being on today for Ask Alex, Francesca?
Well, I just turned 27 yesterday.
Congrats. Happy
birthday.
Belated.
Thank you so much. So I've been dating my boyfriend for 6 months now, and he got me what was going to be a really cool gift. I was super excited. He got me a Louis Vuitton bag.
Ooh.
Dang, he must be rich.
I mean, okay, so I was really excited, you know, I was like, wow, this is a big splurge, but on closer inspection, it's like, it's a fake.
No.
Yeah, it's like a black market ratchet, fake designer bag, like it's super embarrassing. Like, I would never be caught dead with a fake bag. Like,
wait, what's so embarrassing about this? I don't know a bunch about fake stuff, but what's so embarrassing about a fake Louis Vuitton bag?
Well, it's just, I mean, it's like, okay, well, I can't afford, you know, a real one. It just looks like you can't afford a real one. And it's, you know, it's not the thing. It's not the nice thing.
Yeah, it looks tacky.
Oh, okay, so it looks tacky to other women.
I would be furious, and I would tell him, I'd be like, hey, you really should return this wherever you got it, because I'm not going to use this. First of all, it's super horrible to do. It's really not good to do just if you're someone that's supportive of the fashion industry in general. It's really damaging to actual designers to buy things that are off the black market like that. But also, you're right. It doesn't look good, and I wouldn't want that either. I'm not saying that you have to buy me a designer bag. If you can't afford it, then you can't afford it. Then don't buy it at all, but don't buy me a fake.
Yeah, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do because I don't want, like, it was a really nice gesture, so... But yeah, I'm not gonna carry it,
So you're not gonna use it. You're not gonna use the bag that your boyfriend got you for your birthday yesterday.
He'll ask questions. He'll be like, "Why aren't you wearing my new purse I got you?"
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. Like, do I just pretend? I mean, I can't. I feel like I should just pretend like I don't know that it's fake and just, you know, be like, "Thank you." But
that's what I recommend.
But, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to carry it. Like, it's super awkward. Like, I kind of want to just set him straight now and say, hey, you know, this is a fake and I really appreciate your gesture, but, you know, this is not okay. Like, you know, I'm not going to carry fake purses or makeup or perfume. Like, I'm not going to do any of that. So just so you know, but I don't want to be, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
All right, 317-239-1009. Interesting, Francesca. At least me as a guy, I've never heard of this. I've heard of fake things. Like, I remember growing up, my dad would, like, buy, like, fake Oakleys, and we had, like, fake Tommy Hilfiger jeans. But I'm wondering what people think that you should do. 317-239-1009.
The thing is, if you have ever even seen a fake purse, like designer purse, they have like the worst smell in the entire world. I was in New York City one time and just went to go look at them to like get the full experience, and they smell so disgusting.
That's nasty.
See, I guess I'm tricked easily by fakes because I remember I went to Washington, D.C. on an 8th grade field trip, and I remember I bought a Rolex for $20.
Oh, gosh.
It was pretty badass, except it didn't tick.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
I mean, it ticked. It didn't glide.
It's just a matter of time before we start getting a slew of calls from men that are listening right now that say we're so ungrateful, we're spoiled brats. But the thing is, you would never in a million years want your girlfriend or your wife to give you a fake Rolex. You would be like appalled by that.
I don't think I'd be appalled. I mean, I wouldn't mind it if it looked pretty close. I think me personally, I don't represent every man out there. I think I'd be okay with it. But I guess maybe I don't think most guys notice things like women do, because you're saying, you've all said this, you, Alex, and Francesca, that they look different, they smell. I mean, did you notice it? How long did it take you to notice, Francesca? Like, wait a minute, this is a fake.
I mean, it took me... It took me like 5 minutes to be suspicious because, it's like the way that it feels, the way that it smells, there's a big difference between a really nice thing and like a cheap thing.
All right, Francesca, we got Chris on the phone. Maybe Alex is right about that. We got we got Kelsey. Let's go to Kelsey first. Kelsey in Plainfield, what do you think about this?
I think it's just super shallow that you're such a crappy person that you have to have designer everything, that you can't just appreciate that your boyfriend went out of your way to try. Like, maybe he didn't know it was real. Maybe he thought it was real and bought it. But it's still no reason to just not use it because it's not real. You can walk on the street and someone could have a fake Michael Kors bag and I wouldn't know the difference.
I would.
Would you care, Kelsey, if you got a fake Michael Kors bag, or would you just be like, oh, thanks,
babe? No, I would definitely use it still.
Francesca, how much are you selling this purse for? What do you think, Francesca, about what Kelsey said there, though? Do you think she has a point that maybe you're being a little shallow?
I mean... No, because it's about, like, so I don't know how much he spent for it, though. Like, what if he was scammed? I'm not a crappy person, you know.
She's not going to be rude about it, Francesca. If you told him, like, hey, like, look, here's the deal. I'm not really into this. It's not like you're going to be mean about it. If he did buy it out of the goodness of his heart thinking it was real and has genuinely no idea, she's going to be nice about it and tell him so that he knows for the future.
For sure. I don't want him to be scammed. Like, it's... Yeah, it's so stupid.
All right, let's get one more call real quick. 317-239-1009. Michelle, thanks for joining in the conversation on the North Side. What do you think Francesca should do here?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, it's important to be a good receiver as much as it is a good gift giver. So if you come across as a sense of humor about the whole thing, or even just say, you know, hey, somebody bought my friend a knockoff Keurig, or like it wasn't a Keurig, it was some other off-brand, some, you know, generic brand. I mean, what would you say in that situation? And just see, he might say, you know what? I have something to tell you. But, and then just kind of laugh it off and be like, you know, I appreciate the gesture, but...
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. Just point out that somebody asked you about it. And you know what I don't understand or appreciate? All the people that are calling in and saying that Francesca and I are I knew it was going to happen. We're so ungrateful. We're materialistic and pathetic. Like, we're, like, you have, I can't. We have standards.
Hold on. Let's get some more calls and some more social media. The number 317-239-1009. Twitter and Instagram is at Joe and Alex Show. Francesca, hang on, okay? We're going to get some more people to give their thoughts on what's going on with you and your fake purse, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Francesca is on the phone today for Ask Alex, and her boyfriend, yesterday was her birthday. He got her a really nice bag, a Louis Vuitton bag. How about that, Alex?
It wasn't nice. It was fake, right, Francesca?
Yes, it was fake.
Okay.
It was a nice gesture, but it was fake.
All right, well, you can let us know what you think about this. 317-239-1009. Also, joining the conversation, we're getting a lot of tweets this morning at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. So I don't know if you've been checking any of the tweets during the break, Francesca, but looks like a lot of people think, what, she's kind of being shallow?
She's getting called every single name on the book, especially on Facebook.
Yeah, and I don't appreciate it because, you know, I'm seeing all this. I'm, like, getting trolled on social media, and people just don't even get it. I mean, you know, I just want to say, like, he didn't have to get me a present at all, okay? He didn't have to do this, and, like, I super appreciate the gesture. Like, I really, really do. I get that he doesn't get it, but, I mean, I have standards, and, like, I don't want to be seen with a fake bag, but also I don't want him to lose his money. Like, it's not about me being shallow, and I think people are just, I don't know. People are being really rude about
this. I agree, and he could have not got you anything and then just keep putting money towards getting you an actual real Louis Vuitton bag. How about that?
Haley is in Fishers this morning. What do you think about the situation, Haley?
Yeah, I feel just like Alex said before, you know, just if, you know, if he feels like, you know, it's a bad thing that she's not going to wear it, I mean, I really don't think that he would, just because you guys have been together for a while now, so you guys should have proved that honesty with each other. And it's okay to say thanks, but no thanks. Just explain to him that, you know, screw all the girls online, they're just jealous people, but just let him know that a lot of girls would feel this way. It's not just you. And explain the whole Rolex thing. You know, if I got you a fake Rolex, how would you feel if he gets defensive? But I really don't think that he's going to feel some type of way, as long as you're honest with him.
Haley, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's say hi to Lee on the south side. What do you think about this? What if it happened
What's
to you?
What's up, guys?
What up?
Love the show, by the way.
Thank
we love you.
You
more.
So she's being completely materialistic about it.
No, she's not.
I'll tell you, yes, she is. I tell you now, if my wife would have done that when we were dating, deuces, kick bricks, I'd have been done.
If a guy got me a fake bag when we were dating, I'd be deuces, bye, we're done.
It's the tip of the iceberg. If she's that materialistic, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
It is not materialistic. There is a total difference in quality. Zach is also saying I'm being petty and bougie, and that all of my and that I keep saying that I have high standards, but it's just being masked in superficiality. Here's the thing, Zach, and what's this guy's name
this
on the phone?
This is Lee.
Both of them.
Carefully, Alex is clapping at you.
Yeah, Lee and Zach. Lee and Zach, listen, I appreciate you liking our show, but I'm you're wrong, because it's okay to like something that is on brand as opposed to off brand. Dr. Pepper tastes better than Dr. K. Sorry, it does. It doesn't make me a superficial person. You get what you pay for. So if you pay for a $3,000 Louis Vuitton bag, yes, it is a night and day difference to a $50 off the street black market knockoff. And
I
if you like
I don't
that
think
better,
so.
It's not bad.
But it's a gift. It's a gift. It's a thought.
And so you can say, I appreciate the thought, but just for the future, you know, I'm not super into this. What if a guy gets you a candle and you don't like the scent, do you have a problem saying, hey, I really appreciate the candle, but I hate cinnamon apple? Like, it's okay to tell someone so they know for the future in a relationship what you do and don't like for gifts.
I get that, but they'd be like, oh, I'm not going to carry it because it's fake.
That's yeah, like, and that.
That's like saying, okay, you brought up the candle. So I bought you a candle from Walmart of Yankee Candle Company. You know what I mean? It's the
they burn different.
That count.
Oh they burn
gosh.
Different.
They are not that different.
Yes, they are. They are completely different. In fact, they don't blow out. I just bought two Walmart candles, and I've been blowing on them for like 15 minutes the last couple nights trying to get them to blow out. They don't. I have to put a lid over it to get it to go out. It's a fire hazard. So, yes, there is a difference. But anyway. anyway,
Lee, I appreciate you calling in, man. I agree with you this morning, but thanks for calling into the show.
Hi, guys.
Thank you. I'm surprised that you brought up, by the way, you brought up, was it Dr. K? You didn't bring up Mr. Pibb? Because I think it was
all of them, whatever
I think
they
it's
are.
Dr. Pepper, Mr. Pibb. Like, they're pretty interchangeable.
Yeah, well, I like Dr. Mr. Pibb, but it's different. It's different than Dr. Pepper. It's not a replacement. It's just something different.
Thomas on the east side, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Well, you know, like I said, I think you guys are, I mean, the two girls are not materialistic at no means, you know. I just think that, you know, I mean, it's just where they grew up, obviously. I grew up on the east side. My fiance's from Greenwood, you know, just she's totally different. Like, I'm cool with knockoff pizza rolls and knockoff Doritos and be happy with it. She's from Greenwood, came for money. She thinks that's the grossest thing ever. And besides, if you have a girlfriend that came for money, question is, why would you buy something that you know for a fact it's not real? It's just, you know, I mean, I would never buy something fake for her because I know she would bitch about it or be upset with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But her, on the other hand, she can go anywhere. She can go to a Dollar Tree and go hook me up. I'll be like, yeah, because I came from the hood of Indianapolis. Like, I grew up off of 18th of Rule, so I'm happy with anything I get. So anything, I'm used to knockoff. Like, when she got with me, she's like, so do you have any Pepsi? I got Big K, you know what I mean?
You know? That's funny. So, thanks for calling us.
So what are you doing, Francesca? Are you going to rock the fake Louis Vuitton, or what are you going to do? Are you going to tell them?
I mean, I like the advice to kind of, like, make light of it, you know, because, like, I get it. Like, I'm not mad at him, but I'm not going to carry it. So I'm going to tell him, but I'm going to, like, just be kind of cool about it and say, hey, you know, you might not have known, but this is a fake.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Francesca, for calling in for Ask Alex. We appreciate it. Well, it's interesting. I'm glad some people came to your defense at the very end there, Alex. I thought that could have got out of control. So,
well, it probably did get a little out of control, but you know what? What's new on our show?
It is the Joe and Alex show, and my wife, Lindsay, got a friend request, I think you would call it that, on Snapchat, and she's like, holy crap, I'm freaking out. Like, I don't accept this person, right? Who do you think friend requested my wife, Lindsay, on Snapchat?
Her ex-boyfriend?
Do you have to bring that up? We still have the teddy bear from him. No, not her ex.
Who was it?
My wife's mom.
Oh, no.
Got on Snapchat.
Nope.
I don't know what the hell she's posing. I'm sure she just, like, is 2 or 3 years behind and sees a dog filter where it's like where it's licking. She's like, oh, I want that. That's cute. But she's like, do I accept? I'm like, hell no. You do not accept your parents on social media. Maybe Facebook.
Maybe.
But even then, what I did is I have, like, my personal Joe Pesh page and I have a radio page.
Oh.
So my mom added me on Facebook. And once she did that, I got her to like my radio page and I unfriended her. I just don't want my mom to see all the stuff that's going on. Liv, you especially, you are like Liv the party girl.
Yeah, I actually have my parents on all forms of social media.
I can't believe
there's
that.
There's no
Snapchat,
way.
Snapchat, Twitter,
some of the
Facebook,
stuff you do on Snapchat,
Instagram.
Like when you're half awake, you're like, whee!
So the first day that I accepted my parents on Snapchat, my dad kind of slut-shamed me for the outfit I was wearing.
Wow, that was
when
quick.
I went out. And so then I blocked them from seeing my stories on Snapchat. But my dad constantly replies to my tweets and says, I wish you wouldn't curse so much on Twitter. And then my mom has...
Retweet that.
Then my mom has, like, texted me and been like, I can't believe what you were wearing in that Instagram post.
Yeah, they also text you and say, I can't believe you said that on the radio.
317-239-1009. What's your policy? Like, will you accept your parents on social media? Is there certain things they're like, oh, it's cool if they're on this? Other ones like, oh, no, they're not seeing this. Or are you kind of doing like what I did where my original profile, they're no longer on there? Because my mom doesn't realize it because it looks the same. The profile picture is the same. So she's like, oh, Joey. Like she did it yesterday. Like, happy anniversary. I'm so proud of you, mom. And I'm not embarrassed by that. I just think my mom's the kind of person that could get catfished or scammed.
Yeah, well, like when she's not tending to her birds, I mean.
We no longer have 4 birds, okay? My mom was in a nesting stage in her life when my brother and I moved out, and she bought some macaws and parrots. and they moved into my old bedroom. That's okay. That's no longer happening now.
Yeah.
We don't have to bring that up. Now, Alex, you are quite the interesting thing, because I feel like you won't let your parents connect with you on anything, because you don't hate your parents, but you don't have a really good relationship with
them.
I'm not
super close with them, and I like to keep my private life private, so I have my dad on Facebook, but I constantly defriend him when he makes me mad. So as
like
soon as
every
he,
day,
yeah. So when he does something that I don't like, I just defriend him, and then he'll text me all mad, like, "Why'd you block me? Why'd you defriend me?" And I have him blocked on Instagram. He's definitely blocked on Snapchat, and he doesn't have a Twitter, so I don't care about that. But my mom doesn't have any social media, so I don't have to worry about her.
That's good, at least. Jessica's on the East Side, and you got some teenagers in your life. So are you guys connected or no?
Yes, actually, I have four teenagers, and all four of them have me on all of their social media. I will say my youngest two do have me blocked from their Snapchat story, though.
Oh, and I bet that's... See, the Snapchat, it feels like where the stuff really goes down.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you got to create a fake account of some, like, cute boy or something and, like, request them, like, oh, well, he's hot, okay.
Well, my 18-year-old and my 19-year-old, they're the main ones that I, you know, check up on with social media, as bad as that sounds. I did find out my 18-year-old daughter had a tattoo before I actually got to see it because she didn't realize it.
Holy crap.
And recently found out that she got her septum pierced the same way.
Whoa.
Yikes. Well, the good news is Snapchat is pretty much dead. It's on its last leg, so pretty soon you won't have to worry about being blocked on there because they'll probably delete it.
But then there'll be something brand new that you don't even understand.
Yeah.
Jessica on the East Side, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We're going to get to Amanda and everybody else is calling in next. 317-239-1009. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Twitter and Instagram, that's how you can follow us. Also, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. We are talking about your policy when it comes to your parents wanting to be friends with you and connect on social media, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that.
JK17 says, I have my mother on Facebook, but the funny thing is that she always forgets her password. And instead of fixing it, she creates a new profile. I have like four of my moms on my friends list.
Four of my moms.
Oh my gosh. Katie, you are in Noblesville and you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you do?
Okay, so it's really weird. My mom had this emotional breakdown in high school because we had a student pass away.
Okay.
And so my mom read the feedback on this student's profile and all these unanswered questions from the friends of the person who passed away. And so she requested that we give her all of our usernames and passwords for social media in a sealed envelope in the event that we pass away.
Oh, you know, I don't disagree with that idea. I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, but what if mom hops on there while you're still breathing?
Well, she has it sealed on the fridge. So, you know, anytime we come over, it's still evident that she hasn't got into it.
Some people have like a will. Other people have social media logins.
Yeah, apparently.
Right.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Katie out in Noblesville. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat right there. Let's say hi to Amanda on the north side. You don't let your parents have your social media, or what's the story?
So I actually own my own business. So my parents can see my photography Instagram.
Okay.
But they can't see my personal Instagram. My dad follows me on Twitter, but I'm rarely on Twitter unless it's to tweet you guys.
Holla.
And then my parents are both on Facebook, but I'm never on Facebook, so that doesn't really matter. But my Instagram is... that's off limits because I don't need them. Who's this person? Why haven't I met this person
yes,
before?
That's
why
what I hate. See, that's what it is.
Wait,
exactly.
Are you a serial dater over here? Why can't they see it?
No, I've been with the same guy for a year, but when I post pictures of like work friends or whatever, they're just like, who's that person? No.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to avoid. The 50 million questions thing. I have nothing that would be inappropriate for them to see. I just don't want to deal with the grilling.
You want that just for your steak. Let's take one more call on this. Macy, you're on the south side of Indy today, and you say this depends on the relationship. Explain that.
I think that me and my parents have a really good relationship. They know, like, a lot of what I do. They're both on my Facebook, and my mom is on my Instagram. But I think it all kind of depends on how much you tell your parents and how much your parents actually know about you.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in, Macy. Liv, when we title this, don't put, like, Joe unfriends his mom on Facebook. She's like, what? Joey, the birds wanted to add you, too. Liv the Web Girl, you are the, I would say, fitness expert on the show. You're very healthy. You like
works
to
at a gym.
Works at a gym. You like to eat well, and that's a good thing. We're very happy you do that. And when you told us that you found something, I'm like, what? This would help me out. What's your idea here? You think something will be great?
Yeah, so I think I have found the cure for the obesity crisis in America, and honestly, just in the world. It's not just America. It's in the UK. It's in, like, other parts of the world,
okay,
in other countries, I think we need to get rid of forks.
Get rid of forks? Oh, is this what, part of the...
Shovel it in with your hands?
Is this part of the plastic movement now? I can't have forks?
And no. And start using chopsticks. Everyone. For everything. Okay? I was eating...
I was eating
some sushi last night. And do you know how hard and how long it takes for people to use chopsticks?
A long freaking time.
Yes. And most Americans are not good at using chopsticks. And even if they are, it still takes a long time. So as you would be eating, you would be thinking about what you're eating, thinking about not overeating.
That's true. It takes so long to eat. You don't eat as much.
Exactly. Also, you would allow yourself to get full and not just be so quick and shovel everything into your mouth at once and then get full later. You would take your time and you would get slowly full and you would stop.
You know, she's right.
Self-control.
As crazy as this sounds, I think she has a point. I've never seen, like, when you see footage of, like, Beijing and stuff in, like, Asian countries, in cities, I've never seen any overweight Asian people.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Put them in schools. Put them in diners. Put them in gas stations. Like, put them everywhere. Get rid of the forks. Everyone start using chopsticks. Hell, even give the kids chips if they want. It's going to take them so freaking long to pick up a potato chip with chopsticks that they're just going to give up and not even eat it.
That's not even a feasible idea.
Yes,
for,
it is.
For half the food out there.
They have to be cheaper than a stone and silver fork.
I'm saying, think of the food you're eating with chopsticks.
A steak.
How are you going? You're going to do one little chopstick grab and
I
eat the whole thing?
I get teriyaki steak with chopsticks and rice.
Are you joking? Yeah,
they eat people, everything. They eat soup with it.
Yeah, there's no, that's...
People are going to starve
they do.
To death.
No. I think they do eat soup with it. I'm 99% sure,
Alex,
Liv.
Hold on,
I
Alex.
I don't think they eat soup
repeat your
with
statement.
A freaking spoon.
Repeat your statement one more time because I want you to really think about what you said.
I'm thinking about what I'm saying. I'm 99% sure when I see movies and stuff, don't people in Asian countries, they eat their chopsticks because they have a lot of noodles and they use chopsticks to eat their soup and then they just pick the bowl up and drink it?
All I'm saying is that I can never be called the dumb one on the show ever again.
Whatever. I'm pretty sure that's true.
No.
I think you're totally off base on this one. I agree that it does slow you down a bit, but like, look at sumo wrestlers. Doesn't stop them.
Where's our Asian listeners at? We need to know if we're on to something. Is this what Americans are doing wrong? Western civilization is doing wrong? Is not utilizing chopsticks more?
Let's take one or two calls right now. Call us up 317-239-1009. If you're Asian, please call because you can represent all the Joe and Alex Show Asian listeners.
That's right. We'll put you on the pedestal. And also, am I right about how Asian people eat soup?
No, that's not
that's
right.
That's wrong.
We don't need that answered for us, but I believe that I have cured the obesity epidemic in the world, and I think it's genius.
Wow, we need to get her on the phone with the governor.
Yeah, no kidding. Where were you when there was that whole lunch program in the White House? Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hello, this is Kessia.
Hey, are you Asian?
No, I'm not Asian.
Oh, come on!
No, but like the thing is that my husband and I this summer just went to Japan and China, and they do use chopsticks for pretty much everything.
And soup?
No.
Oh.
They have like little spoons for soup. Like,
yes, yeah.
And so, sorry to burst your bubble, but Alex, but yeah, they use chopsticks and spoons. But
okay.
It's not like the spoons here, but I think Liv's onto something here too.
Wow, oh my gosh. Liv is right.
What happened? She was Liv the dumb girl. Now she's Liv the genius.
Yeah, she's Liv the president.
Jeez, no kidding. Thank you. We need to make her in charge of the whole, what is it, FDA or the food thing?
Whatever. Yeah.
She needs to redo the food pyramid right there. Let's go to line number two this morning. Chelsea on the Joe and Alex Show. You are what, half Japanese?
I am half Japanese. My grandmother is full Japanese. I eat with chopsticks all the time. When it comes to soup, you either drink it out of the bowl or you eat it with the spoon. Now, the spoons are not like the American spoons. They're more of, I don't want to say like a shovel type form, but it's like a wider, different type of spoon, but it's still a spoon. You eat the soup with a spoon, not chopsticks.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that's interesting to hear then. So we're slowly learning here. And would you say that Live the Web Girl's idea to help out with the obesity epidemic by using chopsticks might be a good idea?
Absolutely. And I've even thought of that myself in prior years, and I have my own children use chopsticks as much as possible.
Are you skinny?
I'm 160 pounds.
Okay. Well, I don't know because I don't know your height. Oh, you're 5'5"?
I'm 5'5".
But are you like all muscle though?
I'm not all muscle. I'm not fat, but I'm not skinny.
Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
But you do think that Live the Web Girl's on to something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Chelsea, I think we should team up and take this all the way to the White House. What do you think?
I think it's a great...
Wow, you two
are... write a letter to the mayor, to the governor.
Yes!
I think it could be definitely worldwide.
Wow. Yeah, let's get the mayor on the phone.
You two are changing the obesity epidemic one chopstick at a time. I'm so impressed. I'm sorry, I just can't. Like, if I get pizza, if I cheat on my diet this weekend, I can't eat a freaking slice of pizza on a chopstick.
Yeah, you can. You cut it up into little pieces, and then you pick up the little squares with the chopstick.
That sounds like torture to me. All right. Thank you for your comments here. And Liv, wow, we learned something new. Apparently, you're kind of smart. Hey! Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and really cool, exciting stuff we got going on here with Florida Georgia Line and Nelly at IMS. All you got to do is listen for the Florida Georgia Line and BB Rex's song, Meant to Be. When you hear that, you'd be caller number 25 at 317-239-1009, and we're hooking you up with a pair of tickets to see Florida Georgia Line and tickets to the Big Machine Vodka 400 at the Brickyard at the IMS on Saturday, September 8th. And actually, I feel awkward, but we pulled them in because they were coming to pick up their tickets this morning. We've got Peyton. Hey, Peyton, what's going on, man? Talk nice and loud. You're
hey,
a tall
how
dude.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man.
So you were listening. You heard the song. You're calling number 25, and that's got to be pretty exciting. You excited to go see Florida Georgia Line and Nelly and all those other artists?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and actually, Peyton, your girlfriend Jasmine, aka Jazzy, is here.
What up, Jazzy?
And we love her beautiful peachy pink hair.
Thank you.
It looks so good. And Jasmine, what you may not know is that Peyton actually brought you in here for a different reason than just to win the Florida Georgia Line tickets, which you are winning, by the way.
I kind of figured that because he was being so secretive. I knew it wasn't just about the tickets.
Well, Peyton, you had a question that you wanted to ask Jazzy.
Yes, so I know we've known each other for a while now. You're the love of my life. You've changed everything in every way and aspect I feel. You're my best friend. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Oh my God! Oh my gosh!
Let's see that rock! Ooh!
Dang! Hide that thing. I don't want my wife to see it. She's going to expect a new one.
Peyton is shaking. How nervous were you waiting out
dude,
there?
Oh,
my God. I'm shaking.
He is redder than a shirt. Oh, my God.
That is so awesome.
So, okay. I know you're obviously nervous to be on the radio, but how long have you guys known each other or been dating?
We've been dating for a little over a month, but, like, when we met, we instantly clicked, like... He helped me out through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I had just gotten over a rough breakup, and I met him, and it was like my world instantly changed.
Wow. All right. Man, I got to give you credit, Peyton, as a man, and I proposed to my wife. I celebrated yesterday my 3-year anniversary. I remember standing in Michigan, where I'm from, with my wife, Lindsay, on the beach. The sun was setting, and I just knew she loved the beach, and I was awkward. You were so smooth like a pro right there. I don't know if you practiced well, but I was like, you know, Lindsay, I sucked. You rocked it right there.
Job.
You knocked it out of the park right there.
Well, you know, I tried to fall asleep last night, and all I could think about is what I'm going to say tomorrow.
Oh, well, you did a great job. Now, you didn't hesitate at all, Jazzy. You were like, you didn't even seem that surprised. Have you guys talked about that you wanted to be getting engaged soon?
We talked about it last Saturday, and he's like, it's too soon. But, like, he just kind of gave hints throughout the whole thing. You know, as we were on the way here, he was like, you're going to want to take off that ring when it's airtime. And I'm like, babe, you're kind of, like, giving it away right there. So, I mean...
So
what did you say, Peyton?
It was her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, so. Yes! Get rid of it! Get rid of it! That ring gets burned like Lord of the Rings. We melt it down.
Well, see, I don't like having my finger just without a ring. So I just kept it there until I could get a new one. And I actually bought us these couple rings off of Wish that I'm still waiting for the mail in the mail. So I was like waiting until I got that in.
Yeah.
So I'm just like keeping it on there because I'm like, I don't like my
hand to be naked.
Yeah, basically.
Well, what do you think about that ring? You like that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, well, hey, too, we have from you our friend Tiffany at Eagledale Florist hooking it up this morning. It is absolutely beautiful. Tiffany, what kind of roses are these? Because they're huge.
They're finely.
They're finely roses. Oh, my God, and there's a dozen of them. If people want to check you out, how can people do that?
They can check us out at www.eagledaleflorist.com or they can give us a call at 317-924-4249.
Yeah, and you guys have a really cool tagline, too. It's Earths, Laughs, and Flowers. It's never about the flower. It's about the emotion the flower delivers. And there's a lot of emotion in here this morning, right, Jazzy?
Yeah, there is.
These are beautiful. You have to smell these. They actually were sitting in the lobby when they were delivered, and we had a smooth lie. We told them that they were from my boyfriend Egyptian to me. They're not. I still want flowers if the Egyptian is listening.
Does Jazzy, did you believe that lie? You're like, oh, I know who those flowers are for.
Nah, I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest.
Okay. All right.
So we did good. Well, we're going to post. We've got our videographer, Lauren, in here getting video of all of this. So if you're listening and you want to see the whole thing go down, you'll be able to see that later on our website, radionowindy.com. And also, we're going to take a picture with Peyton and Jazzy and her beautiful ring and put it up on Instagram right now at Joe and Alex Show. We are so happy for you guys. I hope you guys have a long and happy life together. If you have babies, I hope they have peach-colored hair.
Yeah, and I hope we're invited to the wedding. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also hope we're invited.
And I hope you guys also maybe
make this whole thing possible.
Of course.
And of course, you got to go see Tiffany and the family over at EagledaleFlorist.com and go check them out. Maybe they can get you the flowers for the wedding right there. I mean, Woo-hoo! Those are pretty dang beautiful. So once again, everybody in your car, anywhere you're listening, congratulations
yeah!
going out today to the brand new couple. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Kentucky man was arrested in the cafeteria of Baptist Health Corbin Hospital after he faked a heart attack to get a ride.
Oh, brother.
Cops got a call about a stolen gun and identified the man as a suspect. Cops were then alerted that a man had been taken to the hospital after suffering a heart attack, but it turns out he faked the heart attack. When the ambulance got to the hospital, he jumped out, walked into the cafeteria, and grabbed something to eat. He just sat right down there while he was eating. Cops arrived, and they took him into custody. He ended up getting charged with burglary and false reporting of an incident. So, I mean, if anything, I would have been like, hey, can you take me to Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A? Like, but I guess you have to go to the hospital if you're having a heart attack, right? They won't take you to a fast food place. A man crashes into the BMV or the DMV in other states on his way to a test. A Colorado man, not Ooh. Sure if he was high or not.
Yeah, he's not going to get anything.
Crashed into the building while he was on his way to take his driver's test. The guy, not 16, 33 years old, accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake and went right through a glass window and damaged the support wall. Have you ever, Alex, and Live the Web Girl too, in your life, maybe not ran into something, but you accidentally hit gas instead of brake or brake
yes.
instead of gas?
I almost drove into the wall of my garage the other day because I did that. I thought I was pushing reverse.
I literally do that all the time.
Jeez.
All the time.
Thanks for making our insurance rates so high. I mean, I've been there close to, and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God, that could have been really bad. The guy had his learner's permit and a licensed driver was in the car with him. He was cited for careless driving and a judge will decide if he can still get his license. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Okay, let's see here. We're talking judge stuff right now. Judge Alex.
Yes.
Does he get his license?
Absolutely not. Maybe a moped.
That's the backup. Judge, Live the Web Girl, does this man get his driver's license anyways?
It just sounds like he was making a mistake. Give him another chance. Give him his license.
Oh, come on. Of course Liv would say that. She's got a totaled car right now.
In your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show, what a criminal mastermind this person is, calling 911 for help. A burglary suspect was arrested in Oregon after calling 911 to report hey, I'm lost. Police were sent to perform a welfare check because the woman told the dispatcher she was lost and really scared. They actually learned the woman had driven her car into private property and got stuck in some brush. Officers found a boat and a riding lawnmower by the woman's vehicle. She had stolen them from nearby storage buildings. She faces several charges, including burglary, aggravated assault, aggravated theft, and criminal mischief. Those right there, we like to call those your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. It is now posted on our website, the proposal that happened at 8:30 this morning.
Yep, go check it out right now, radionowindy.com. Bye.
All right,
bye.
Have a good day. Bye.